Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, stapling to the very end to make sure the best articles are there for you. Staple, staple, staple. It's the sound you hear at my office relentlessly. For an hour before the show. Staple, staple, staple. The sound of Wayne Root getting ready. All right, so I want to start with a commentary that I wrote for Creator Syndicate, which syndicates my newspaper columns around the country on Sundays. And I think it's one you'll want to hear because it wraps together what's happening with the Supreme Court and what's happening with, or what happened with my honeymoon trip to Mar-a-Lago to see President Trump. So the title of my column this week, which comes out on Sunday, is The Three Worst Words for Liberals, America Haters, and the Mainstream Media, Trump is Back. Before I get to the 10,000-pound elephant in the room, the status of President Donald J. Trump, I first want to deal with the disastrous problem we face, namely the purposeful destruction of America. Things are pretty scary in America right now. We are being relentlessly attacked from within, from a thousand directions at once. I believe America and American exceptionalism are hanging by a thread. There's no greater exhibit A for the destruction of America than Ketanji Brown Jackson, Biden's Supreme Court nominee. Jackson has been exposed as soft on pedophilia and child porn. Not once, but in 10 separate cases. Hard to believe. She always chose the least severe punishment possible. She has been exposed as soft on Islamic terrorism. She represented terrorists at Guantanamo pro bono, free of charge. I mean, if someone gave me $1 million and I represented a bad guy, maybe you could understand that. But if I was willing to represent the most horrible people in the world for free because I love the cause, would you make me Supreme Court justice? She's been exposed as pro-critical race theory, which paints both America and white people as toxic and evil. And she's been exposed as completely unqualified based on so many of her rulings being overturned by higher courts. And then to top it off, as a bonus, Jackson couldn't or wouldn't define what a woman is. Oh, boy. But why should this surprise anyone? Jackson was chosen only based on the color of her skin. To pick someone based only on being black and female is disgraceful, blatantly racist, insulting, and disrespectful to every qualified American of any other race or gender. Yet it now appears Jackson will be confirmed for the highest court in the land. This is what America now stands for. Supreme Court justices that love pedophiles and terrorists and can't define what a woman is. I repeat for emphasis, America and American exceptionalism are hanging by a thread. But the news isn't all bad. I have fantastic news for anyone who loves this country, who wants to fight back, and who wants to make America great again. There is hope on the horizon. The cavalry is on the way. That's, of course, assuming we can survive this massive communist assault upon America for 3 more years, and that's a big question. But it's now clear President Donald J. Trump is back to lead the battle, bigger and bolder than ever before. So, I say that not only as a man that studies polls religiously, but as a witness who just spent a week up close and personal with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. First, the polls. The most credible poll out there is the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, meaning the average of many credible polls. This poll of polls shows Trump is now the most popular politician in America. And it's not even close. That's despite the media spending billions of dollars to bury him. Another poll from Emerson College shows Trump just hit 59% approval. Again, in another planet from Biden. In other words, Biden was at 43%. Trump's up by 16 points. Finally, in a new poll conducted by the Republican National Campaign Committee, in 77 battleground congressional districts, Biden sits 15 points underwater. And get this, 45% of voters strongly disapprove of the job Biden's doing. 17% strongly approve of the job Biden's doing. 45 to 17. And rumor has it, those 17% mostly reside in mental institutions. Now to my personal testimony. My wife Cindy and I just returned from our honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's magical estate and private club in Palm Beach, Florida. This amazing trophy property may be the most valuable residential property in all of the United States of America. I saw President Trump each night for dinner. I spent time up close and personal with the man, and I could tell you several things that should scare the heck out of liberals. Number one, Trump looked healthy, strong, and confident. Number two, he was carefree. He was actually spinning records like a DJ during dinner. He has eclectic taste ranging from opera to rock to rap to pop tunes. I'm not kidding you. I have no doubt Trump could make millions per night as DJ Prez at Las Vegas nightclubs. I also watched as Trump, the former leader of the free world, personally gave out the awards to the winners of the men's, ladies, and seniors golf tournaments at his Trumpage National Golf Club. How's that for carefree? By the way, the senior tournament winner was Donald J. Trump. I witnessed many famous GOP politicians in Mar-a-Lago, hat in hand, begging for Trump's support, including rhino Republican politicians who act like they don't care about Trump when talking to the media. So much for that lie. Trump is very much back in the game. He's got his mojo back. He looks very much like President number 45 and 47. I have no doubt Trump is the winner in 2024, but that's only if we make it to 2024. As I said to President Trump, and I quote, "I love and appreciate you. I believe you are the winner of the rigged 2020 election. After the disaster of Biden, I believe you'll win the 2024 election by a large margin. But the real question is, can America survive another 3 years?" That's the most important question in the history of America. So that's my column that's coming out on Sunday. It's got good news, it's got bad news. The bad news is, I can't even believe that Joe Manchin is going to vote yes for the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson. I can't even believe what a fool this man is. I can't believe that someone who's pro-pedophile, pro-terrorist, is going to sit on the United States Supreme Court, and someone who doesn't know the definition of a woman. This is how far our nation has fallen. The good news is, Trump's on the way. Trump's the cavalry. Trump fights back hard. Trump will win in 2024. The other bad news is, do we make it to 2024? I don't know. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't know. But here's the article. Joe Manchin announces he intends to vote to confirm radical Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. He just announced this today. I mean, he's out of his mind. He says, after meeting with Judge Jackson, considering her record and closely monitoring her testimony and questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee, did he hear the same questions that I did? I have determined, this is Joe Manchin talking, I have determined I intend to vote for her nomination to serve on the Supreme Court. So it's just absolutely insane that anybody who's considered moderate would vote for this Jackson. Senator Mitch McConnell, who's pretty moderate and not my cup of tea, I can't stand him, he's a coward, announced his opposition to Jackson on Thursday, sending an early signal to Republicans to oppose Jackson's confirmation. But if they have Manchin, they win. Simple as that. And they're going to probably get like Mitt Romney and a couple others. I mean, it's mind-blowing that Republicans would vote for somebody this horrible and this radical. Here's the story. Okay, what do we have left? Like 2 minutes, Chris? 2 minutes exactly. All right. so I can get the highlights in. Child porn criminal sentenced to 3 months by Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says he was angry at her for the 3 month sentence until fellow kiddie porn convicts told him they got 5 years in prison. And then he realized she gave him the break of a lifetime. Wesley Hawkins, the child porn criminal sentenced to just 3 months in prison by Biden Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, told the Washington Post he was angry with her for being sent to prison at all until fellow first-time child porn convicts told him they received 5 or 6 years in prison. He ended up feeling sympathy for Jackson that she had to sentence him for a crime he committed when he was just getting started in life. He's now 27. He was 18 when he was arrested, 19 when sentenced by Jackson. He found himself feeling sympathy for the judge he's once been angry with. I wasn't happy she gave me 3 months, though after reflection, when I was in jail, I was hearing from other people who said it was their first time and they got 5 or 6 years. I mean, how do you put this woman on the Supreme Court? He was caught searching online for photos of teen boys and pulled back into a halfway house. So this is after he got out. He acknowledged he'd been in a dark place 6 years after his release from prison. Having lost his job, he did not dispute a probation petition. That night, 2019, he had searched for material and images of males 13 to 16 years old, prompting Jackson to send him back to the halfway house. It was not because I reoffended. It was not because I did anything illegal, Hawkins says. They felt I was at a high risk of reoffending. Absolutely unbelievable. These are the people that these liberals defend. Weirdos, strange pedophile scumbags, pieces of human garbage with horrible mental illness and problems that can never be solved until you cut off their you-know-what. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne. Talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. It is Friday, the 25th of March. We're almost at April. Wow. I just want to see something. You know, April Fool's Day. Am I going to be on the air for April Fool's Day? Is it a Friday? Yeah. Next Friday's April 1st. I'll have to come up with something interesting for all of you. April Fool's Day. All right. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or often just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Now you've got friends in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com, 800-804-SAVE. Mike and Brian, your friends of Mike and Brian, because you're a friend and fan of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So I spent the whole, you know, beginning of this hour talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson. And I can't believe that Joe Manchin, I mean, I've always said I really doubt this guy. For a while, I thought, wow, it's so obvious he's got to switch to the GOP. And he wouldn't do it, and he wouldn't do it, and he wouldn't do it. And then I realized he won't do it because he's a real dyed-in-the-wool traditional Democrat. And he's willing to live with the radical nutcases rather than switch to the GOP. He isn't a Republican. He's not. He's not anywhere near a conservative. And so now today you got a taste of it. You thought he saved America with a few of those bills he went against with Biden, but he's willing to vote for somebody who is, you know, soft on pedophiles, soft on child porn, soft on, excuse the pun, soft on terrorism, Islamic terrorism, and can't define women. It's unbelievable. And loves critical race theory. And all the people in our government is so effed up, it's unbelievable. To think that I grew up watching FBI with Efren Zimbalist Jr. To think that I still watch FBI, brought to you by the producers of Law and Order and Chicago PD and Chicago Med, Chicago Fire. The same guy brings you FBI and FBI Most Wanted. And I watch those shows. And I always find myself rooting for the FBI because I'm a very pro-police guy. I'm a very pro-law enforcement guy. So I watch those shows and I love my FBI agents. But that's not what real-life FBI agents are about anymore. They're a bunch of transsexuals, a bunch of pedophile lovers, a bunch of liberal communist scumbags. They filled the ranks of the FBI with total, complete anti-American scumbags. And here's the proof. The FBI scuttles a Ketanji Brown Jackson celebration at the L.A. field office. The Washington Free Beacon republished this story. The FBI quickly moved to quash a celebration for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination after the Washington Free Beacon published a March 11th Save the Date flyer from the FBI office contained in an email that was circulated to all employees and then reported on by Fox News. The party was to be hosted by the agency's Women and Black Affairs Committees. This is today's FBI. It's an embarrassment to America. These are people that shouldn't be in the FBI office. You shouldn't be in the FBI, not because you're black or a woman, obviously, because you're a biased communist who likes people that are pro-pedophile and pro-critical race theory, hates white people, and can't define a woman. Remember that movie of Al Pacino, Scent of a Woman? Today, you'd have to do a movie. I don't know what the scent of a woman is. I don't know if it's a woman or a man. It's so bizarre. Scent of a woman with a man's penis. The whole thing is, scent of a jockstrap on a woman. The whole thing is so ridiculous. I'm sorry, folks. I've always been the most pro-gay Republican conservative you could ever find because I couldn't care less what you do in your bedroom. I guess that's why I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination and wound up on their presidential ticket. I don't care if you're gay. Trans is a whole different story, and if you don't gender fluid, whole different story. If you don't understand what makes a man, and a woman, and you can't define a woman, and you can't define a man, if you think people are allowed to mentally just say, I feel like I'm a woman, even though I'm a man, that makes me a woman, you're nuts. You're mentally ill. These are the most mentally ill people in our society. It's got nothing to do with gay. You want to be gay? Go be gay. You want to be lesbian? Go be lesbian. This is weirdo-ism. These are strange people, and the FBI is part of them. And the Supreme Court now has got them. These people don't know if they're a man or a woman. Mental cuckoo nutcases, nut jobs. As part of the massive backpedal, an FBI spokesman said the incident was addressed immediately and does not reflect the high standards of the FBI. No, it does. That's your real FBI.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Analysts are assessing the surge of at-home COVID tests during the Omicron variant wave of coronavirus. The CDC saying at-home testing rose much more significantly than it did during the prior Delta variant surge. Meantime, people making more than $150,000 a year were more likely to report using at-home tests. Around 300 people are dead after a Russian attack on a Ukrainian theater in the city of Mariupol. Officials noting around 600 survived in the attack on the location that was being used to shelter folks from the war. That attack was specifically mentioned this week when Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russian forces have committed war crimes during their invasion of Ukraine. The UN reporting over 3.7 million people have fled Ukraine. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allyn Root, Joe Biden, the gaffe machine strikes again. All the headlines and conservative websites are about Biden giving a speech in front of the troops today in Poland and made all kinds of dumb comments and strange comments and bizarre comments. The guy's just not there anymore. He's just not there. You got to admit, finally, the President of the United States is mentally not there and belongs in a nursing home. He has dementia. He belongs in a nursing home. It's as simple as that. And I'll tell you more about it as the show goes on. I'll also tell you about the latest with Hunter Biden and the biowarfare labs in Ukraine. Maybe that's the reason from day one that Biden was so... And I said that from day one. I didn't know anything at that point, you know, a couple months ago about Hunter Biden and biowarfare labs. But I knew that there was some reason Biden was so desperate to start World War III and so desperate to support Ukraine when we all know Ukraine is the most corrupt nation in the world. And most of Biden's corruption centers around China and Ukraine. So I knew there was a reason he wanted to cover some of his dirty deeds up in Ukraine. Now we're hearing about biowarfare labs that were literally involved with financing from Hunter Biden's people. So maybe the reason you have COVID is because they invented COVID in some sort of biowarfare lab and sent it towards America, and we were the ones that financed it all. Very, very crazy stuff going on in the world. But I can tell you right now, they're scared to death of what we might find in Ukraine. And the Biden administration wants to go in there and protect Biden because there's bad things on the ground. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Hero 2020, retailers say smash and grab is at a crisis level. Matter of fact, just 2 days ago, one of my friends witnessed a massive robbery in Beverly Hills. They were there when a massive robbery happened, and they took $3 million from a jewelry store, worth of jewels from a jewelry store. This is going on every minute of every day in big cities across America. Small businesses under attack. And it's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Hero 2020 is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business and get Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a very special discount. That's Hero 2020. State restrictions may apply. We've got our guest here, Ken Silva, who is national security correspondent with the Epoch Times. Up until recently, I never knew it was pronounced Epoch. I always said Epoch Times. And I know that everyone's got that problem. I spoke to someone the other day who's written columns for your newspaper and still called it the Epoch Times. But I'm correct, right? The correct pronunciation, Ken, is Epoch Times, correct?
You can call it Epoch. You can call it Epoch. Just don't call it fake news.
Well, we know it's not fake news. It's real news. It's the truth. So I thank you for that. It's great to have you on the show, and let's hope it's a regular gig, because I like to get news from good sources, and I know that Epoch Times is a good source. So you've written two in-depth pieces about what appear to be FBI right-wing infiltration operations. I just went on a rant, not even realizing you were the next guest and this was your topic. I went on a rant in the last segment about the FBI and how bad they've become, how they were trying to have a celebration at their L.A. office for this Ketanji Brown Jackson as Supreme Court nominee, probably being confirmed now. It's kind of official. She's going to get confirmed because she's got Manchin's vote. And they were going to have a celebration in an FBI office. Why? Just because she's black? Just because she's a woman? It's so ridiculous. But tell us what you found about the FBI infiltrating in right-wing groups.
Well, first of all, thanks again for having me. I did hear your last segment, and let's not forget the FBI is always also the one that covered up the Jeffrey Epstein scandal for over two decades, started in 1995, so it has a long history of promoting and enabling pedophilia. But what I've written about over the last couple weeks is also from the 90s, and it's about an FBI right-wing infiltration operation called Patriot Conspiracy, which was codenamed PatCon for short. And this program entailed three undercover FBI agents literally posing as domestic terrorists. They pretended to be white supremacists operating a militia called the Veterans Aryan Movement, which, of course, was, in fact, an FBI front group. And they told all their right-wing buddies that they were bank robbers who funded their terrorism with their proceeds of crime. The story around PatCon spans 5 decades now, but that's kind of what PatCon is in a nutshell.
It's amazing to me that the FBI is just turns out to be completely non-credible, unreliable, just terrible in my opinion, just awful. And you know, I did a story. I got to tell you the story. Being that you do a lot of FBI stuff, Ken, let's rap a little bit about a story I found a few years back. Do you remember when we had the major, massive terror attack in Las Vegas? You know, that white guy, supposedly one fat white guy, went into the Mandalay Bay Towers and shot 500 people and killed 50 in the worst attack in the history of America. And I certainly call it a terror attack, whether it's terrorism or not, per se, it was a terror attack. You remember that attack, right? The Vegas massacre.
A lot of people have a lot of questions about that attack. I haven't investigated it deeply, but there's a lot of smelly things surrounding that.
Yes, and I agree with that. And the FBI came out after a year. They made everyone wait a year. Then they had a one-page summation of what they felt about the attack, and they pinned it all on the one fat white guy, which I thought was ridiculous and questionable and just, you know, beyond the pale. But forget all that. That's not even what I'm talking about. After the shooting, many of the victims' relatives got phone calls from the FBI Victim Assistance Office, which is supposed to help you because your spouse just got murdered. And do you know when they called them, do you know what they said? They gave them the name of a class action attorney to call. So I wrote in the Las Vegas Review Journal, when I was a columnist there, I wrote a story about how corrupt the FBI had become, that they're doing telemarketing to the survivors of people murdered at the worst terror attack in the history of America. You know, 50 people dead, 500 shot, and they're giving you the name of the law firm to contact. You don't think the FBI is getting a cut when they send you to a law firm and you sign with that law firm? They must be getting kickbacks or a cut of the eventual reward. And I wrote that, and it was obvious to everyone who read it that the FBI is dirty and corrupt and getting paid off by a law firm here in Las Vegas. And sure enough, the FBI responded and just said that Wayne Root is completely incorrect. No such thing ever happened. Well, it just so happens one of my best friends in the world, his son-in-law was shot dead. And the son-in-law's wife got a call from the FBI Victim Assistance Office, and they told her the phone number to call of a class action law firm here in Las Vegas. Have you ever heard anything so dirty in your life?
I've never heard that. I wish I could say I'm surprised, but you know, after all that I've read and written about the FBI, sadly, that sounds
nothing
true.
Nothing surprised you, right? Nothing.
My understanding of that's how they treated the Epstein victims, too, is, you know, not treating them as victims, but treating them, you know, what were you wearing on that night, little 15-year-old girl that made that billionaire attack you?
Unbelievable. And I, so, look, I'm just a smart businessman, and I'm telling you, who happens to moonlight as a radio host, there is no way the FBI is giving out the name and phone number of a law firm and urging you to call them for a class action lawsuit unless the person giving you that number is getting a piece of the action. So I don't know if it's the FBI itself or just a dirty employee at the FBI, and maybe after what I wrote, they actually fired a few of those employees in the Victims Assistance Office, but never admitted to it and covered it up and made believe Wayne Root was wrong or Wayne Root was lying. But I know for a fact they told surviving people whose relatives or spouses were murdered, shot in the brain and that brain shot out under tremendous trauma, and they said, oh, you should call a lawyer right now. This is a class action lawsuit, and I've got the lawyer for you. Who would imagine the FBI would do that? That's amazing. So I'm with you. I think the FBI is just horrible. They've sunk to levels nobody could ever imagine. You also report the FBI incited groups to violence. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, and this is according to a former FBI informant who worked on PatCon operations, and he came out around 2010 as a whistleblower, and he told a Utah attorney named Jesse Trenadue that he believes that when he started working on PatCon operations, he thought it was to infiltrate and inform about these extremist groups, and he had, in fact, come to conclude that it was actually to infiltrate and incite these extremist groups, And this is in court records and a heavily censored Newsweek article, an uncensored copy of which I have in my hands.
So this is like reminds me of there's several cases like this where they're inciting it. I believe Michigan was like that, right, where they said these guys, these extremists tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer, and then it turned out it was law enforcement. I believe it was the FBI. My memory doesn't serve me correctly. It was the FBI that literally urged these guys to put the kidnapping together. Am I remembering that story right?
Oh, if you're going to have to stop me before I talk all day about Michigan, because I've been covering the trial, and that is absolutely correct. There were about 25 people in the so-called plot to kidnap Michigan's governor in 2020. At least 12 of them were informants. And so you have to ask yourself, how would this plot have even gotten off the ground if almost half of them weren't connected to the feds in one manner or another?
All right, we're on the run. Radio's quick, but Ken Silva got his points in and did a great job, and I want you to come back anytime you got a great story, Ken, involving national security or involving the FBI and the failings of the FBI. They are the fraudulent Bureau of Non-Investigation. They are the worst. They're the Keystone Cops, laughing stock of the nation, except it's not something to laugh over. It's something to cry over, what's happened to our FBI, how they persecute conservatives and let real criminals like pedophiles walk free. Ken Silva with the Epic Times national security correspondent. Check out the Epic, some know it as the Epoch Times. It's a great publication, and we appreciate the work you do, Ken Silva. Thank you.
Thanks again for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Let us know when you have more stories, Ken. We'll have you on again and again. Wade Allyroot. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Wade Allyroot. And I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Sons of Liberty is a sponsor of this segment of the show. Now, you know Sons of Liberty as our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, and they've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. If it's like one-eighth as good as Sons of Liberty CBD, it'll be the best product in the country when it comes to vitamin D3. And by the way, you never have to swallow a pill again. You just spray it under your tongue. You get 15,000 IU daily, a mega dose. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. That's the website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Go sonsofliberty.com. Use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. The best vitamin D you could possibly take would be vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty at gosonsofliberty.com. So, Hunter Biden's laptop reveals the Biden family's ties to secret biological projects in the Ukraine. I mean, I wonder where you go with this. Is Joe Biden the reason we got COVID? Is Hunter Biden the reason we got COVID? Were they working with the Ukrainians and the Chinese to send COVID our way? Are they responsible for a million dead people in the United States of America? Jack Maxey, former host of The War Room with Steve Bannon, says that Hunter Biden's laptop from hell contains damning information about how the Biden crime family is involved with secret biological projects in Ukraine. Maxey, who's now in Switzerland, releasing the full contents of Biden's laptop on a private server, says the DOD, the Department of Defense, and organized crime syndicates in Ukraine are also involved in the schemes. That's great. It's the United States Department of Defense and the Biden crime family and organized crime all together killing us all. A company called Metabiota, and they say they can link Metabiota with EcoHealth Alliance and the World Economic Forum and Jeffrey Epstein, reportedly helped run the projects. What we know from the most recent data dumps is that Hunter Biden conspired with a guy named Mykola, excuse me for, you know, maybe butchering this, but Mykola Zuchevsky, the head of the infamous Ukrainian gas company Burisma, to conduct these secret biological projects in Ukraine. And both Hunter and Mykola were promised fivefold returns in 3 months. Have you ever been promised if you put $100,000 in business, you'll get back $500,000 in 3 months? You ever have that promise? I never have. Where do they get deals like this? The last person with deals like this was Hillary Clinton with Whitewater. You know, where they could trade stocks and make five times their money in 3 months. It's amazing. They privatized the work of our biological labs at Fort Detrick in the United States, and we're running the development of these projects in Ukraine, Maxie says. Fort Detrick, by the way, is a DOD-run biological lab facility that ran biological weapons programs as far back as 1969. The name has also come up several times in investigations surrounding the true origins of COVID, see? So the full contents of Hunter's laptop are being revealed to the world, since the revelations on Hunter's laptop also implicate his daddy in the White House. Chances are the scandal will be swept under the rug, at least for as long as possible. I don't really think so anymore, because I think they want to get rid of Biden. He's the least popular president in history. Everybody hates Biden. Remember that show, Everybody Hates Chris, for Chris Rock? Everybody hates Biden. And people are starting to love and desire having Trump back again. So my guess is they're going to dump Biden and throw him under the bus. But it's really amazing if you can tie them to, you know, biological projects and warfare bio labs. I mean, unbelievable. So Maxie says he's going to drop the full contents of Hunter's laptop for all the world to see. And this will expose the true extent and level of corruption taking place behind the thin veneer of government as it publicly presents itself. He says these people want a collapse. They want a violent revolution. They want a new world order. They want a one-world government. This isn't going to be anything shocking that suddenly shocks people back to their senses. They never had any senses in the first place. They all just came out of the closet as Marxists once they reached critical mass, and now they're out and proud. And this is what I've been telling you for so long about Cloward Piven and my time at Columbia University. Everybody I knew at Columbia, and it wasn't just Columbia. Columbia represents all Ivy Leagues, whether you went to Harvard or Yale or Princeton or Dartmouth or Penn. It doesn't matter. Columbia and all these schools, all the kids were the same as the ones I met at Columbia. They were all out and proud at being communists. And some of them were out and proud of being gay, and some of them were out and proud of being transsexual. And, you know, look, they seem to love flaunting the fact that they're not normal. They're not the normal American who loves America, who's a patriot, who believes in American exceptionalism. I don't care if you're gay. I don't even care if you're trans. I care if you love America. The people at Ivy League schools are not normal. They hate America. They're at the best colleges in the world that guarantee them that they're going to be rich in the business world. And instead of loving it and thanking America for this cool ride, they all get to the best schools in America. Once they're accepted, they hate America and brag about how they're going to take America down and destroy America. It's truly amazing and bizarre. Wayne Allyn-Root. My email's WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And my website's RootForAmerica.com. Roots, R-O-O-T, for, F-O-R, America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.